Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 21st, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft has agreed to acquire ZeniMax Media, parent company of Bethesda, which makes Doom, Fallout, and the forthcoming games Starfield, as well as PS5 exclusive Deathloop. Microsoft has said Bethesda will honor existing exclusives, but take future ones on a case-by-case basis. Microsoft says Bethesda will also retain its existing leadership. Bethesda sub-studios include Arkane, Machine Games, Tango Gameworks, and id Software. Oracle and Walmart announced Saturday they will buy a 20% stake in a newly formed company called TikTok Global. Oracle will take 12% and Walmart 7.5%. ByteDance will continue to own 80% of TikTok Global, but since U.S. companies own 41% of ByteDance, some see TikTok Global as being majority U.S.-owned. TikTok Global will be a new ByteDance subsidiary headquartered in the U.S. for operating TikTok outside of China. Its board of directors will include ByteDance founder Zhang Yiming, as well as Walmart's chief executive Doug McMillan. Oracle said 4 out of the 5 board of directors will be from the United States. ByteDance plans to launch an IPO of TikTok Global on a U.S. stock exchange. Oracle will host U.S. data for TikTok, taking over from its current provider, which appears to be Google. Oracle will also get the right to review TikTok code, but the TikTok algorithm will remain under the control of ByteDance. A block on TikTok downloads from U.S. app stores was delayed until September 27th. That gives the new deal time to be finalized. The deal must be approved by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. A rule preventing WeChat from being downloaded in U.S. app stores was supposed to go into effect Sunday as well. However, a U.S. judge issued a preliminary injunction against the ban, writing that a group of WeChat users bringing the case, quote, have shown serious questions going to the merits of the First Amendment claim. The U.S. says it will appeal that decision. NBC Universal and Roku reached an agreement late Friday to share advertising, and that will keep existing NBC apps on Roku, as well as add the Peacock streaming service. Peacock launched on Monday on Roku. Cryptographic engineer Tony Arcieri noted that Twitter's automatic cropping algorithm, the one that presents image previews in the Twitter timeline, seems to focus on white faces. Twitter's Liz Kelly said the company had checked for bias before and found none, but had more analysis to do given this new finding. The Next Web points out to that a 2018 Twitter blog post indicates the algorithm uses something called saliency, the part of an image that catches your attention first to determine the crop point. Twitter's chief design officer, Dantley Davis, said that the choice of cropping sometimes takes brightness of the background into consideration. Either way, Twitter plans to open source its algorithm to let others review and replicate the results and work to address the problem. Facebook updated its rights management platform to let certain partners claim ownership of images and decide where those images are allowed to appear across Facebook's platforms, including Instagram. Facebook says it's starting with a small group to learn how the process will work in practice with things like memes. It plans to open the process to everyone eventually. Last Wednesday, the Wyoming Banking Board voted to approve crypto exchange Kraken's application for a banking charter known as a Special Purpose Depository Institution, or SPDI. An SPDI bank can hold assets but does not have ownership of them. It's the first SPDI chartered in Wyoming, and Kraken becomes the first cryptocurrency company to be chartered as a bank in the United States. A couple of announcements have been announced. OnePlus will hold an event to announce details of the OnePlus 8T on October 14th at 10 a.m. Eastern. OnePlus launched the OnePlus 8 in April, so a T version is expected. The announcement will be streamed at oneplus.com/launch. And Amazon announced its autumn product announcements will happen Thursday, September 24th at 1 p.m. Eastern. The event is invite only to the media, so it may not be streamed live. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.